Here's the question, because I think a lot of viewers are confused about this. Monday night comes. Mm-hmm. What happens? They go to local school. They go to local where do they go? You go like in your district. And how many people do you sit around and talk to?
Good. Great question. The way I explain it to my students, actually, is a primary is a vote. A caucus is a conversation followed by a vote. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the grassroots come in. That's also, if we want to talk later about fluidity, that's where some of the fluidity.
We don't have that much time. Let's cut to the chase.
Okay. All right. So the bottom line, they're going to go in. Almost every campaign is going to have somebody designated to talk. If not, citizens will naturally stand up and talk, advocate for their candidate. There'll be some conversation, and then you have a vote. Almost immediately after that, even before the meeting's over, that vote will be transmitted through our new app with Microsoft, and we'll start adding up those results in Des Moines.
And then what? Is that the last round? I mean, because they say that people can change their minds, and there might be a vote, and then they switch their candidate.
Not at this point, once that vote is taken in those 1,681 precincts, that vote is transmitted to us. Actually, we've done something this year different in the GOP. We're actually going to lock those percentages in. What I mean by that is, let's say candidate A gets 30%. That 30% from that candidate will remain at the county convention, the district convention, and if it's contested, all the way to the national convention.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness. Because I remember being on the air last year where there was the alleged rumor of the missing van, and we thought, we're tired. We want to go to bed. Absolutely. Let's just count the votes. Good luck, Jeff.
We're going to take care of that. I promise.
I appreciate that.